Hi, this is Perry Brill. This week's episode is all about efficiencies within your practice or optical. You know how many tedious little tasks we have to take to get something just so simple done. So today we are discussing integrating your EHR, recall, reminders, and telephone in one tidy package, which equals working smarter. Today we're talking to the great folks at Weave, and they're pretty brilliant. And why are they brilliant? Well, they have a powerful tool for filling your schedule and maximizing relationships with your patients. They make your phones your smartest business tool. We all have a smartphone in our pocket, and it allows us to connect with the world, and we need these same smart tools at our business. So Weave is a phone system that's smarter because it connects and shares information seamlessly with communication software like your EHR. It's kind of like a smartphone designed specifically for your business. Not only can it text your patients, it can help you help your patients pay their bills. It can help them have two-way communication with you because no one answers their voicemails. So make your practice and optical more efficient by having a smarter phone system. Don't just think of it as some clunky tool sitting on your countertop taking up space. We're going to make your business more efficient in this episode. Enjoy.
Welcome to Eyetrepreneur, the podcast for Wizards of Eyes. I'm Dr. Raymond Brill with my co-host,
Perry Brill, and we're here to bring you stories about Wizards of Eyes. Yes, what is a wizard, Dr. Brill?
Well, these are folks that you may have heard about, may not have heard about. These are people who are actually very successful in doing what they do in all aspects of eye care.
We're not talking to self-proclaimed industry geniuses, experts, masters, or gurus, because we're talking to Wizards of Eyes that make it happen each and every day.
They are out there working every day in the labs, on the road, in the practices, in surgery suites, making lenses, making frames.
Yes, we want to hear these back-of-the-house stories about innovation, entrepreneurship, and make you feel excited to do what you do.
We want you to be energized about the whole eye care field. And this is not your big optical program. This is done out of the passion of our hearts.
Please go ahead and subscribe to Eyetrepreneur, the podcast for Wizards of Eyes on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, or your favorite app. Also, visit Eyetrepreneur.com, where you'll find our latest blogs and special video content. That's www.eyetrepreneur.com. All right, so today we're going to talk about one of the best ways to maximize profits in your optometry practice. And it's not doing more refractions or selling more glasses. It's actually keeping your books full and really establishing relationships with your patients, how they want to do it. And they want to do it virtually through text messages and emails and these really impersonal interactions, which are now, strangely, very personal. I would like to welcome to the podcast the Director of Optometric Business Development, Monroe McKay, and also Head of Partner Marketing, Jake Gokritz. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks, Perry. Great to be here.
Good to be here, Perry. Thanks for having us.
So, in today's world, everything is really operates on our mobile devices. We get reminders when Amazon's dropping off packages. We get notifications when our doorbell is ringed. We can see who's stealing our packages off our front step. So everything is so connected, and we also need these same connections in our practices. So what Weave is just a tool where doctors can remind patients when their appointments are. They get email reminders, text reminders, and all sorts of other suites of tools. So today we're going to talk about just really how to chat with our patients in a 21st century way. So guys, tell us what Weave is in your minds.
Yeah. So thanks, Perry. First of all, I think you set the table perfectly. We look at how people communicate today, and it definitely has shifted. I mean, I got my first cell phone, what was it, you know, 10, 12 years ago, and now people can't live without it. I mean, it's attached to your hand all day, every day. So what Weave is really is kind of a communication hub, and we look at it from the perspective of the way that you're communicating with your patients. I think you hit on another really important point, which is you need to communicate with your patients in the way that they want to be communicated with, right? So anymore, people, you know, use a lot of mobile technology, and not as much of like, you know, even picking up the phone frequently. So what Weave does is kind of take all of your communication and roll it into one central spot. So we will come into a practice and replace all the phones for free, and then basically become the phone provider, which also integrates with the EHR program. So when patients call in, their information pops up on the screen and the practice has the information about who's calling, you know, family members, tasks associated with that household. So they can really be very effective and very personal on those calls. Not to go too far into detail, but also we include text and email communication, text to pay options, reviews, kind of any of the different ways that you might interact with your patients today. And really try to create as much efficiency for the practice as possible, as well as giving you the best ability to really connect with that patient and communicate with them in a very effective way.
Yeah, correct. So I remember growing up in my dad's practice, and I was child labor, and he'd make me lick all these stamps and put all these address labels on, I'm talking thousands and thousands and thousands of postcards. Is that right?
That maybe was 600. And I think they were self-stick.
That's Dr. still Brill, a few. That's
Dr. Brill, nice. Defending myself here. Well, you know, the standard was you would send people birthday cards, and you would have labels, and you would have stamps. And this was a really good thing for staff to do while the doctor was fumbling around an exam room for 45 minutes or an hour. But now that's all changed. And, you know, we use scribes, so they are useful in the exam room, expedites the exam. And our scribes are like our physician extenders. So I am interested in how you're helping the communication there. And I understand that most people probably have cell phones. And do you find that the seniors have them too? And that's a good way to communicate with people over 60?
Interestingly enough, yeah. I think originally when, you know, text and text communication came out for practices, that was a lot of people's pushback. Like, oh, I have a really senior practice. Most of them probably are not using cell phones. My dad, who's 91 years old, I text with him far more than I call him. And I think really most practices are seeing that that's the case.
He has the jitterbug cell phone, right?
And surprisingly enough, he's got an iPhone. he still hasn't really figured out like the FaceTime and some of that stuff. He usually holds it up to his ear so I can see like his inner ear is trying to talk to me. Yeah. But I mean, he really will. He'll voice to text me, you know, frequently. So we're finding that most practices, regardless of what your patient base looks like age wise and all that, the vast majority of your patients are going to have cell phones.
Yeah. So let's get in really to the meat of why this type of system exists. There's other competitors in the market, and you all have your place. But really, I see a lot of doctors complaining online that their books aren't full, people don't show up. And I completely understand because we just don't make commitments like we did, you know, in the past. There's so much going on. So how does your system help avoid these issues and keep the books full?
So yeah, perfect question. I think there's a couple things. One is having the ability to know exactly, you know, what to do when you're on the phone with a patient. So when a patient calls in, like I said, we can identify all the needs within that household. So John Thompson calls in and you see he's past due for an appointment. We go ahead and schedule him, but we also see his wife, his daughter, son, whoever else is past due. So we get them scheduled as well. Where the system then kind of helps keep those patients coming in is through reminders, confirmations, recall notifications. All those kind of things are built into the system. So via both text and email, we're able to send notifications to patients that, you know, recall, they're past due, time to schedule. They can text right back and schedule an appointment. And then for their appointments, we can basically send them notifications. Our system takes it a little differently in that a lot of systems, you got to click C for confirm or Y for yes or something like that. We've developed some kind of smart learning, machine learning within our system. So they can text back virtually anything they want to, and we will interpret that as a positive or a negative response. So they can say, yeah, great, I'll be there, and that's confirmation, or sorry, out of town, and we notify the practice immediately so that they can reschedule with that patient.
So you have some intelligence. Yeah, because I know some systems, the patients don't hit, they don't type the right confirmation.
Yeah.
Maybe they're one letter off or...
Yeah. No, they'll write, why? Will you be there?
Yeah.
And they say, you keep sending me 8 of these. And I'm like, well, if you'd answer one of them, we'd be really good. So.
But yeah. They didn't read the fine print to understand it's got to be C or confirm or something like that, right?
Yeah. So I want to get back to one of the features you mentioned about keeping the books full. So a lot of it just has to do with the receptionist actually acknowledging that there could be other family members who need to get in. Because we just forget about them. I know we actually just recorded a video for Itrepreneur where coaching other optometrists in the exam room, how to ask patients for other family members to come in. So what was that video about, Dr. Brill?
All right. Some of these videos, I'm showing exactly how I do it. So giving away all the secrets here of Brill Eye Center, but with a patient in a chair, just asking them, that we've seen them. So what we see a lot of times is a mom, and we see all their kids, but we never see the mom. Okay. So then we kind of want to find out, well, when can we get you scheduled? Or we see the moms and we'd never see the kids or the spouse. So I just want to get the whole family in there. And then sometimes it's a matter of, oh, well, I didn't know they needed an exam and let's get them scheduled. You know, you're already on VSP. We might as well see them. So if you just get 10% of those, maybe, I mean, who wouldn't want a 10% increase in business, right? And then we schedule them right there in the exam room. Because by the time people go up to the front, they morph from being a patient to a consumer. There's a lot of stuff going on up front. People see the sucking sound outside the front door, and they just want to leave. So the more things you could do in the back, the better. So we can avoid leaving with weaving, right?
Exactly.
I'll take that slogan. So your system,
I've already trademarked it. So
yeah. So we do it in person. We ask for family members to come in, but it's like your phone system. When someone rings into the office, it's actually has a pop up that says, "Hey, Joe is scheduling, but Joe also has 3 kids and a wife." Is that right?
That's exactly right. And it goes beyond that as well. So absolutely. And you hit it right on the head. I mean, you miss so many opportunities when somebody calls in and just says, yep, I need to schedule. Okay, great. Click. We hang up the phone and that's it. In this case, though, you're going to go right down the list and actually we mark different tasks. So the team member can scroll through that and see, okay, I need to schedule 2 or 3 people if I can. There's also a birthday in the household. So, hey, happy birthday, just to kind of create that additional patient bond. And then even in that, it will tell you if there's an outstanding balance. So instead of having to go back and either make a call or send, you know, an invoice or anything like that in the mail, you can actually potentially take care of that right on the phone call. So that really is the whole idea behind it, is creating initially a better patient experience because you know that patient, you know some details about them, but then also making it much more efficient for the practice because you can take care of 2, 3, 4 tasks instead of just a single task and then hanging up. So
I have a little question on that. Okay. So now the phone number that comes up there, is that their home phone or a cell phone of a family member?
So any phone number that's listed in the EHR program, we're syncing up with the EHR program and pulling any numbers that are listed for that family. And then we would identify it by which individual that phone number is attached to. Or if it's a head of household, basically we would attach it to that family file. So yeah, we would identify any and all phone numbers associated with that household.
So now we have a lot of families that are yours, mine, and ours, or mixed families. They have different names. I know that's maybe a detail, but if we address it, oh, Mrs. Sanchez, how are you doing? No, this is, that's his ex-wife, but I'm his current wife. So how do you handle that? Because there are people that are in a household that you might have 10 people in a household.
Yeah. And we
can't necessarily be presumptive.
I agree with you on that. So during the training process, our team kind of educates people on that. We don't want you to take it quite to that level where you pick up the phone and just say, "Hey, Jake, how's it going?" Right?
Yeah.
Because A, that could kind of weird somebody out, or B, I misidentify somebody. So we would still in the training, we would suggest that you still pick up the phone the same way, but then as you get into the conversation and identify who that is, now you have those details in front of you. So you realize, oh, this is, you know, Tina Sanchez, and here are the details regarding her and her family, right? So, yeah, I wouldn't take it quite to that extent yet where you pick up the phone and say their name. You might scare some people. So
yeah, would that be funny if they – yeah, I guess they would not expect that.
Yeah,
is this Tina?
Yeah,
no,
right.
No, that's my mom, so.
Right, yeah. No, we would still suggest you kind of figure out, or at least through the conversation, verify who you're talking to. But once you've done that, those details are all right there in front of you.
So you would have to have on your program – we use Crystal Practice Management, but you'd have to have in your program a head of household and dependents then, or a guarantor?
That's usually how we would identify that. We would go off of head of household, guarantor, or if any of those individuals have their own phone numbers listed, then we would identify those individually.
I see.
Yeah. So I want to get into a topic of financials. We find one of the easiest ways to make money is by saving money. That goes with buying lenses. That goes with what's something else we save money on?
Laboratories, frames.
Yeah, so you know, if you purchase things the right way, you can save money, and you can't always just choose the first vendor you have. So I think what's interesting about Weave is you guys are not only providing the phone service, but the technology behind it for operational standpoint of efficiencies. So in a general sense, most people have a phone vendor, and then they have a patient reminder vendor, I'll call them. So you guys weave into one. So does that save people money, or is it going to cost them more, or how's that work?
Great question. You hit on something that we talk about virtually every day, which when we're talking to practices, I think a big theme in the industry, or probably any industry at this point, is consolidation. So it's like I start looking around and I realize, yeah, I'm paying for a phone bill. I'm paying for patient engagement. I'm paying for potentially reviews separately. I might be paying for an internal chat function. You know, there's a number of different systems you might be paying for. So like I said at the beginning, when we try to roll that all into one location, most practices we talk to, it's at least close to a wash, if not a net gain in terms of cost, because you are eliminating a phone bill that you are currently paying for. You're potentially eliminating a patient engagement bill, you know, any of those other things that roll into it. We're able to kind of roll that all into one. So from both a convenience standpoint and also from a cost standpoint, you're definitely gaining. One of the other nice things with Weave is that we don't do a contract. So we do a month-to-month situation. And we find with doing that, again, it's really based on the fact that this is bringing a tremendous amount of value to the practice, and that's why you're going to keep it. So we don't feel like we need to stick anyone in any sort of contract. We like to let the system, you know, kind of speak for itself and allow practices to really determine it, you know, if they want to keep it long term, which right now about 99.2% of our practices do long term. So
cool. Yeah. So I was on one of the Facebook forums for optometry or optician recently, and someone was really upset that like their patients would not answer their voicemails or call back. And I made a nice comment, but it was a little forceful. And so let's speak about why patients aren't calling back anymore. They're not checking their voicemails, and how do we handle that communication barrier that is happening?
Yeah, no, great question again. So if you look, and I think you and I talked just briefly before we got on the podcast about this, but we'll anytime we're with a group of optometrists or practice owners or things like that, we'll kind of have people raise their hands based on a couple things. One is,
you know, how many of you have over, you know, 20 unlistened to voicemails? Awesome. And generally most hands go up, right? It's just the trend. I mean, it's like anymore, unfortunately, I would say most people, including myself, you're much more likely to get me if you text me versus give me a phone call. That's, you know, phone calls, emails, those things have kind of fallen down the priority list. So like we were talking about, communicating with a patient in the way that they want to be communicated with is really the key. So yeah, again, you call me, especially if it's an unknown number, and I'm most likely not going to pick up the phone, and then it's going to take me a while to respond to a voicemail if I ever do, right? So that's the experience I think most practices are having, is just that's not where most patients are doing the majority of their communication anymore. More and more, it's, you know, text messaging. It's kind of instantaneous. We talked about as well, 90-something percent of patients are going to both see and respond to a text message in a short amount of time versus a voicemail, which may never get responded to. So unfortunately, that's just the way things are going. And so like you said, really, it's extremely important for a practice or any business to learn how to communicate with those patients in a different way, because that's where they're going to have success. That's where they're going to actually engage with those patients.
Yeah, for sure. How about emojis? Let's get to the important part. I'm joking.
Yes, so absolutely. We do have emojis. Yep. Okay. So you can do emojis. And like we talked about, as far as the confirmation, a thumbs up emoji from your patient is actually interpreted as a confirmation as well. Okay. So
it's actually... It sounds like a silly topic, but a lot of the way we say things can be misinterpreted in text messages.
Tone. Yeah, the tone.
Yeah, tone. So when you put a thumbs up or a smiley, it gets the point across. You're happy. So
absolutely. No, you're exactly right. I mean, anymore, I get probably more of those than I do like a fully written out sentence. So
yeah.
The way it's going.
Yeah. All right. To the next efficiency. I know we've had this problem in our practice, and that you want to know who's coming in the next day to your office. So the patient schedule. So does that, when you walk into the office, don't you want to know your patient schedule, Dr. Brill? Like you're going to have 3 dry workups, a scleral fit, Ortho-K, and who knows what else primary care is coming in.
Don't I want to know?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I have a schedule for that.
I guess the question I'm asking is, wouldn't you want that on your phone when you walk at all times, having that schedule?
Oh, I see what you're saying. You mean find a built-in?
Yeah, like a calendar of your patients on your phone.
Yes. I guess I'm not following.
All right, we'll cut that out.
I'd like to know when I walk in, it would recognize the patient for me. So, but I'm not following you, Perry.
So to that point, I mean, I think I kind of know where you're going with this, Perry. One of the things that anytime I'm at an event, doctors will walk up and say, seriously, the thing that I use most with the Weave system is the mobile app. So the mobile app basically gives you access to almost all the same information you could get on your desktop. You can see appointments for any particular day. You can actually click on individual patients.
Oh, that's good.
And see their information. You can call, text, or email them. But those phone calls or text messages come from the practice phone number, not from your personal cell phone number. So I know obviously a large fear for any practitioner is like giving out your cell phone number means patients might be calling you in the middle of the night, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah. So, could they call you in the middle of the night? I mean, is there like an emergency function to it at all?
They could, absolutely. If you wanted them to call and you wanted it to roll to your mobile app, you absolutely could do that. So that's one of the other uses for the mobile app is a lot of our practices will have a designated person who is available over the weekend or, you know, after hours or something like that. So you absolutely could have phone calls roll directly to that mobile app and have,
so you could have, so a patient could designate a call between, are my glasses ready versus 911. This is an emergency and I need a call right back.
Correct. We could set up an emergency line for you versus kind of a general line. So yes, absolutely. Yep.
So the staff might get the, are my glasses ready calls, and the doctor might get the, I need you to call me back. My eye hurts.
Correct. Yep. You could absolutely set up, you know, some different lines according to kind of the severity of the call.
Right.
So definitely you could absolutely do that.
One less reason to have an answering service anymore.
That is true too. And honestly, that's something that factors into your cost savings. A lot of our practices look at it and say, you know, in this case, we can take care of pretty much any of those rollover calls. That actually leads into one other little feature that I'll throw in there, which is when a patient or a potential patient calls the practice and they get a busy signal, like let's say it's a potential patient, they're calling down a list of local optometric practices. They call your office, it goes to voicemail, they hang up, they may go to the next practice and you never hear back from them. We've designed a little feature within Weave, which is when that patient gets to voicemail and they go to hang up, we will actually shoot them an automated text message to say, hey, sorry, we missed your call. We really value you. We'd like to make sure that we get back with you quickly. Feel free to text message us or we'll give you a call right back.
Wow, that's quite the feature. Well, it's very realistic too, because when I call somebody and they don't answer, what's the first thing I do? I text them.
Exactly.
Yeah, text them.
That's exactly, you know, right.
So in terms of communication, you know, we've learned we're active on social media with the patients. We send emails, and we know that there's a fine line between bothering them too much so you get an opt out versus just getting your point across. So how are you preventing the opt outs?
No, great question. That again comes down to kind of personal settings and the ability to determine how frequent is too frequent. So our system is designed to send, you know, kind of a general setting as far as like the frequency of communication. So
okay.
If you say for a confirmation, we want to send a notification a week prior to the appointment. And then we can send a reminder again, maybe a day or 2 days prior, and even a third one on the day of, but those are all dependent upon the confirmation status. So you could then say, hey, if the patient confirmed a week out, just send a quick reminder the day before and don't send the third one or, you know, any combination of settings like that.
So we can do that per person though.
Correct. Yep. You can actually kind of set that up individually as well as, you know, for the entire practice.
Yeah. It's amazing. And some people are tremendously bothered by that. The organized people generally expect it and don't mind it, but the people that hardly ever get a call, it's acting like, you know, it's 75 cents a call every time the phone rings. They're back in the long distance days of making phony phone calls and all that. But we know that it does bother, maybe 10% of the people.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, Monroe, question for you. What is the difference between voice over IP and the more traditional method of phone lines? Because I think that worries people. They're like, I've always had AT&T or Time Warner, and now I'm asking to change my whole routine. Like, what's going to happen, you know?
Yep. No, great question. And that definitely is something a lot of practices have questions about. So VOIP, which stands for Voice Over Internet Protocol, basically means that our phone lines are running through the internet instead of a traditional analog system. So what we do is tap into the internet that's already in the practice, and basically that's how the phone is operating, right? That's how you're making and receiving calls. There are some definite advantages to that, which is there's a lot more functionality you can attach to it, like the software that we provide, you know, updates and upgrades, different stuff like that. Another thing that it allows you to do is have unlimited lines instead of having to pay for multiple lines. VOIP allows you to have virtually any number of lines going at the same time. So, yeah, and I fully understand VOIP, you know, similar to shifting to cell phones or any new technology, it's something that kind of scares some practices initially. But VOIP over the years has become much, much more stable. So right now, you know, it's basically right in line with analog as far as the stability and, you know, the functionality. So most of the fears that people have had in the past are pretty well kind of taken care of at this point. But what we do is make sure that the practice has sufficient internet, upload and download speed, compatible routers, all those kind of things we go through with the practice prior to getting this system set up to ensure that they're going to have the best experience with the VoIP system.
And it is HIPAA secure.
Yes. So we have gone through multiple HIPAA audits. In fact, we have to go through one every year. And the system is completely HIPAA ready, meaning like we've done everything we can on our side to make sure that, you know, data is secure, it's encrypted, stored in, you know, secure servers, all that kind of stuff. So we are fully HIPAA compliant from that perspective.
And how about for data? Nowadays, everybody is concerned about hackers and Chinese and Russians getting into our systems. You know, face it, we do have a lot of data on our patients. And so has anybody been able to hack that at all? Or what's the status of hacking?
No, great question. That's another big component of being HIPAA secure, HIPAA compliant. So our system is completely secure that way. And again, we've had, you know, HIPAA auditors come in multiple times to test the system and make sure that we are fully compliant as far as, you know, data security. So that's something that we take very seriously, of course, because that's a big deal for the practice and for us. So we definitely want to make sure that we're fully compliant there.
Do you also, is it possible to do some outbound marketing? You know, let's say you have, all of a sudden you got a family four that canceled. I think there's a system for that.
No, absolutely.
Do you integrate with any of those systems? I can't think of the name of it right now.
Well, so we actually have internal to our system kind of both of those components. So we have a newsletter functionality, or we call it kind of group email or mass email. So you can send, you know, promotional information, notification of a new product or service, trunk show notification, those kind of things you can send to your patients. And then, like you said, if you have kind of like a no-show situation, we also have a group text functionality. So you could say, hey, here are 10 patients that we know would like to have an appointment sooner if they can. Let's go ahead and send them a notification that we just had an opening, you know, today at 2 o'clock or tomorrow morning or whatever it is. And that goes out to the entire group that you select. So the first person that actually calls or texts you back can get that appointment. So that's actually built into the system as well. Those are functions that we provide directly to the practice.
Yeah. I'm just going to interrupt here for a second. I know you guys are running low on time. I just wanted to knock out two things, and then if you need to hop off, that's fine. One was Google reviews, and I did want you to touch on your summit so you can tell people about that. So yes. I'm going to ask you about the Google reviews real quick. So it sounds like you guys are really getting rid of the back office headaches that exist in nearly all the practices. We all have, you know, trouble finding good phone vendors, and how do I fill no shows, and how do we reach people? So you've really eliminated all that with one turnkey system. But the best thing I think you guys do is drive people to Google or potentially other review sites to leave reviews. We ask people all the time, why did you come to us? Your Google reviews. We have a beautiful website. We have beautiful frames. But, you know, all they look at was they wanted to feel validated by strangers to go somewhere, right? So people trust a stranger's opinion more than friends and family today. So how do you actually help doctors get better Google reviews?
That's a great question. So, yeah, just like you said, more and more businesses, that's where you're getting your patients from or customers, right? And like you just alluded to as well, it's crazy because I work with a bunch of millennials and I'm considered the old man here at this company, even though I'm just over 40. But most of the people I work with basically will not trust any person's recommendation until they've gone to Google or Yelp or something else to verify, you know, a restaurant or something like that. So the same thing is happening for a practice. You know, even if someone gets a recommendation that, hey, this is my optometrist and they're great, right? They're still going to go to Google most likely and look to see what those reviews say. So just like you said, we also talked about the fact that many, many practices will ask their patients, hey, would you give us a review? You had a great experience. And the patient's like, oh yeah, great. Love to. They walk out the door and they forget. You know, it's not even that they maliciously didn't leave a review, but they forget it. So we want to provide a system that sends a notification to the patient after their appointment. And you can do it either manually or automatically. So if you select automatically, it would go to any patient after their appointment and basically just say, hey, great to see you today. We appreciate you being a patient. Would you refer us to your friends and family? And when they say yes, that basically takes them directly to Google. So they're able to leave a review directly on Google. And that's where most patients are going to find your practice anyway. You also have the option of doing that manually. So if you would prefer to only send it to particular patients that you know would give you a positive review, that's an option as well. We find, you know, either of those works. We find a lot of practices that do it automatically get a significant bump in terms of their Google reviews. And for the most part, you're going to get, you know, five-star, four-star reviews. Having an occasional mixed review is not the worst thing ever. I know a lot of practices are nervous about that, but really,
it tells the truth. It tells the truth. And when you go out and actually look at the reviews, I mean, it's like, oh, geez, their insurance didn't pay for something because they had a cheap plan. And I think the smart public reads through the, you know, the BS.
Totally agreed. Yeah. No, and that's what we try to educate people on is like, don't worry about a 2 or 3 star review. It actually legitimizes your practice. And it makes it look as though, hey, any business in the world, Disneyland has got thousands of negative reviews, right? And they're considered the happiest place on earth. So, yeah, if you have a couple of those, hey, it's
the
okay.
The French fries were soggy.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Roller coaster worked great, but, you know, the French fries.
And like you said, when you read into that, that's usually what the responses are, like insurance question or issue. You know, I waited 5 minutes for my appointment, whatever it is. So if you're really reading reviews, you're going to understand, oh, you know, this is a great practice. Obviously this person had, you know, a separate little complaint. That's not a big deal. So,
yeah. Well, cool. Let's touch on the last thing. Just like the Itrepreneur podcast, we're all about sharing information, that's no cost, but of extreme value. And it sounds like you guys are really have that same culture at Weave.
So we're going to take a little break from talking about the business efficiency tools available to optometry and optical to talking about something else Weave has going on. They're all about education, just like Itrepreneur, and they're hosting a Practice Growth Summit. It's a virtual healthcare summit. It's free to attend on August 28th. And you are cordially invited. There's going to be over 5,000 people attending this Practice Growth Summit online, and they're going to be talking about growth and actionable strategies to improve your practice. There's keynote speakers from many, many industries, finance and healthcare and marketing, and you're going to feel pretty invigorated by learning from outside the industry and inside. Sometimes we get too ingrained in our own, you know, path, and it's important we venture out. So I'm going to invite you over to attend this virtual summit, and I'm going to put a link in the show notes, and it'll also be on our website, itrepreneur.com, where you can click over to this, and it's going to all be recorded, so you don't have to be live. So please check this summit out. Have your office manager watch it. Have the other doctors. Have opticians. There's little key things that you'll pick up during this summit. I'm pleased to welcome Jake to the podcast, and he's going to tell us about the Practice Growth Summit. Welcome, Jake.
Yeah, we're super excited for the Practice Growth Summit. Thank you so much, Perry, for letting us be able to talk about it. It's going to be the world's largest healthcare online summit, conference, whatever you want to call it. It's kind of a cool background where we sent a survey to all of our customer base, which we have a lot of optometrists in our customer base now, just because it is a great product for optometry. And we got back, our goal was to really find out what way doctors, you know, dentists, optometrists, how they like their content and, you know, what they want their content based around. And we got a very heavy percentage that came back saying, hey, we really like our content webinar style, and we want our content based around business, around marketing, around healthcare tips, around leadership. And the reasoning that we've come to find out after talking to our customers is a lot of these optometrists, they go to school to be in optometry. They don't go to school to be an entrepreneur or a business owner or a, you know, CMO or
an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur.
They don't go to be an entrepreneur. They go to be an optometrist. So that's the whole reason why we wanted the Practice Growth Summit is we want to give content where there needs to, you know, where there's a need. And that big need is, you know, how to grow your practice. You know how to be an optometrist. Let us help you know how to be an entrepreneur.
Okay. Tell us about who's speaking there. You got some big names, Wells Fargo, other people outside of the industry. I think a big part of problem with conferences is you always hear from people inside the industry. So you get this very narrow funnel of information, but there's a lot, a lot happening outside. So what's the lineup and what can we expect to learn?
Yeah, we have a very, very good lineup. There's over 20 speakers, over 15 hours of content. And you know, it's all free, which is really cool. But so we, some of the main speakers that we've grabbed in the optometry space is Jeff Cincino and Chad Fleming, who are big names in optometry. We're working really hard to offer CE credit on Jeff Cincino's speech or presentation. And so we're right in the midst of working with Arbo to make that COPE approved and allow to offer CE credit.
Jeff's a great guy. He's a great guy.
Oh yeah, super. Chad and Jeff were both very wonderful to work with. If you go, like you talked about, outside of the optometry space, that was the biggest thing, is that we wanted to bring in experts that were, you know, experts in business, experts in marketing. And really, if you look at it, an optometrist practice is a small business. And so these experts know how to market or how to run small business. And so we brought in executive vice presidents of growth in marketing and directors of growth in marketing. And they share awesome information on how to market yourself in Facebook, how to build a marketing strategy, how to market to your current customer base to keep them coming back and stay loyal. We also have a former Navy SEAL, John Choate. He is one of our keynotes, and we're super excited. We were so excited to have him a part of the Practice Growth Summit that we actually filmed it in front of our whole company, and we had him speak to our whole company as part of the Practice Growth Summit. So what he has to offer in his presentation is phenomenal. And then one of the things that we added to this Practice Growth Summit that I think is very different, but I think it resonates really well with these small business owners like optometrists, is so many times when you start your practice, you go into this practice with your spouse, have it be your husband or your wife, and they become a part of your business and helping you to grow it. And so we actually, there's a couple that doesn't live far from Weave, that they started a children's clothing company literally from $0, no funding, no nothing, all bootstrapped, just like any small business. And they built that company together from zero to millions. They're on track to do millions in revenue this year. And they sit down with our PR director, Maddie, and they talk about building a business together and how working together has, you know, has its pitfalls, has its benefits, and really just, you know, how they've been able to be entrepreneurs together. And it's a really cool chat that will be very interesting, I think, for people.
So do we have to travel for this?
No. So it is 100% online, which is super easy for everybody. That was the biggest goal, is we wanted to make it webinar style. So all online, it's all going to be pre-recorded. So as soon as you get if you register for the Practice Growth Summit, you will get an email August 28th, the morning of August 28th. You click on the link in the email, and that will give you access to all the presentations, so you can access them anytime you want for forever. We're going to leave it up so everybody can access it as long as they want.
Nice.
Cool. To all the listeners out there, we're going to put a link to this in our show notes. So please be sure to check that out. Like the guys here at Weave said, it is free. And it should be a great event. Get some outside knowledge and feel a little inspired and motivated to do bigger things. So I appreciate inviting our listeners to attend that.
Yeah, we're super excited. We're going to have a lot of really great content. That was the biggest push when we were getting people to present was we do not want it to be salesy. We do not want it to be anything but actionable takeaways, great content to help, you know, build up these practices for those people that register and listen to the podcast. So, or sorry, to the summit. So that was the main takeaway of it.
Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure having you on the Itrepreneur podcast. I think you answered a lot of questions. We have people who are very understanding about modern methods of communication. And we have some folks who are using dial-up phones, I think, at home or at their office, believe it or not. So we went from basic to advanced. And perhaps you could make just a little summary of how we should contend with modern communication in optometric practice.
Yeah, so I think you're spot on. What we're really trying to do is, you know, take yourself as a consumer and look at the experiences that you have with the businesses that you really enjoy interacting with. And then look at what is it that makes that a good business or a convenient business to work with. That's really what we're trying to do, is take some of those technologies that other businesses are using to create that type of customer experience and bring it into the practice, right? So now when your patients interact with the practice, it's in a way that they want to communicate. It's convenient. It's easy. They feel like the practice knows who they are. The interactions are really positive. So when you look at one of the things that can really differentiate you from other practices, a lot of times you're providing similar products and services, but the experience that patient has with the practice is probably the biggest thing that will create a loyal patient, right? So that's what I think the biggest takeaway is really trying to create that fantastic patient experience that will keep those patients coming back.
Well, that's great. You know, one thing I really like is if I'm on a website, I may not want to speak to somebody. I know I'm sounding like a millennial, but I would like to have a live chat or have somebody get right back to me on the chat. So does Weave have that?
That's a great question. Honestly, one of the most used features on the Weave system is direct text. So from the desktop, you can actually be texting a patient, on their cell phone. And again, it's coming from the practice phone number to and from. What we can also do is take that and put it on the website. So you could actually have a click here to chat with our practice, our chat box. And a patient can actually text in questions, requests, anything like that. That will pop up right on the desktop, just like a chat box. And the team members can actually be chatting back and forth with those patients directly from the website. So yes, that's one of the pieces that really gets used very frequently. And again, I mean, it's the way most people are communicating. So that it just is another convenience factor.
Okay, so they possibly could ask for their RX to go on that too.
Yeah. I mean, okay. You can pretty much have them chat in anything you want. We only just want to make sure that people are not chatting in like ultra sensitive information. Just
right.
Being HIPAA compliant.
Okay, is that also HIPAA compliant on the chat?
It is, yeah. Okay. I mean, so again, what we talk about is HIPAA ready, meaning like we've done everything that we can do on our side to make sure that it's HIPAA compliant. We can't necessarily restrict what, is being texted back and forth.
Oh, I understand.
So we try to train practices to make sure that they're keeping that, within the bounds of HIPAA. So right. That component is kind of up to the practice, but otherwise the messages are encrypted and the data is secure and all that kind of stuff.
That's excellent.
Yeah, if you guys want to state contact information and just where you guys are located.
Yeah, so my contact information is jake.g@getweave.com. And so if you have any questions about the Practice Growth Summit, please send me an email. Let me know what questions you have. But yeah, that's jake.g@getweave.com.
And otherwise, general inquiries or, questions about Weave or wanting to look at a demo, try.getweave.com. We'll have all that information, including a chat, phone number for you to call in and actually find out additional information. or just submitting your information and having somebody contact you. So that is probably the best place to go to is try.getweave.com.
Okay. Well, nice speaking with you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful day. And you are, we're recording out of what area?
We are just south of Salt Lake City in an area called Lehigh, which they refer to as the Silicon Slopes, just because there's a lot of technology here. And so, yeah, we're a part of a growing group of technology companies here, and it's an exciting place to be.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, well, take care.
Have a nice evening.
Hey, have a good one. Thanks, guys. Okay.
I hope everyone enjoyed this episode about increasing practice efficiencies. I've been using texting communication in my practice for probably almost 10 years now. It was a competitor system before, but moving into the Weave path. So if you're not, you totally have to do it. It's a game changer. Text your patients. Make your life easy. No one wants to answer the phone. That being said, I established a special promotion for all the Itrepreneur listeners here. These kind folks will give you a $25 gift card just for demoing it. There's no pressure. Just hop on the demo. It's pretty easy. They're friendly, and you'll be impressed what's going on there. Also, they're going to give out free phones and half off activation for the sign up deal. So just head over to itrepreneur.com. Click on the podcast episode, and you'll see a link how to get that demo. And I'll also put it on in the show notes of this podcast app that you're using. So I wish you a good day, and go check it out. See ya.
This brings us to the end of another episode of Itrepreneur, the podcast for Wizards of Oz. Go ahead and click over to our website, itrepreneur.com, or head over to Facebook to join our special Facebook group, Itrepreneur. See you there.